More than ever, the publishing business is a technology business. And what is the first requirement of any technology business? That it must build something new. Technology is all about the new, the innovative, the fresh, things that have not been done before. Welcome, everyone. My name is Christopher Keneally. Beyond the Book is Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series on the business of writing and publishing. And today we're going to be talking about recognizing innovation. The Publishing Innovation Awards celebrate excellence in 21st century digital publishing for usability, user experience, and quality design in 14 categories, including ebooks, enhanced ebooks, and book apps. Category winners will be spotlighted at an awards gala during the Digital Book World Conference and Expo coming up in New York in January 2012. Joining me today are two digital book insiders who can tell us why the awards matter to authors, editors, and their readers, and to help announce creation of the QED seal for quality, excellence, and design in e-publishing. And joining me now is Matt Mullen, Community Relations Manager at Digital Book World. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Matt.
Hi, Chris, and thanks for having me.
Well, we're delighted to have you join us today. And also joining us is Ann Kostick, a partner in Foxpath IND, a digital print web consulting and services company. And she serves on the advisory panel for the Publishing Innovation Awards. Ann, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Hi, Chris. It's nice to be here.
And thank you for joining us as well. And you know, the mission of this Publishing Innovation Awards is to highlight all the exciting developments in the publishing industry. So I want to turn to Matt first and ask how the awards fit into the Digital Book World Conference, which will be in its third year this January.
Yes. So one of the reasons that we ended up going with the Publishing Innovation Awards and expanding it this year is that the mission of Digital Book World has always been for practical, optimistic book publishing, both in digital and in print. And we like to look at the challenges and really the opportunities that come from breaking out of the page. We are very interested in the new things that are being done to create products that are truly digitally native, but work for the mission of book publishing in general, which is to spread great ideas. And we think that by highlighting publishing innovation, we're going to be able to shine a spotlight on the things that are spreading excellent ideas in ways that we have not been conceived of before.
Well, Matt, let me ask you, you're something of a digital native yourself. You came to Digital Book World from publishing, where you worked in all aspects of digital media. What is the struggle today in the industry? Is it a cultural challenge that people have, or is it a technology challenge, or a bit of both?
I would actually say that it's not really a technology problem. Technology is always just a tool. And one of the reasons I love working in book publishing is that we have so many smart, agile minds. I would say that there is certainly a challenge in the industry today to retooling and reorganizing the way that we're structured. But ebooks are an excellent example of something like that. Ebook design is something that we care very deeply about, but many ebooks out there today don't benefit from excellent QA or quality assurance. But that doesn't mean that publishing doesn't have within its ranks excellent employees and professionals who are capable of doing that type of work. It's very close to the same skill sets necessary for an excellent proofreader. It's just that many publishing companies haven't necessarily retooled their organization to highlight that in internal expertise.
Well, Ann, let me turn to you and ask about your work on the advisory panel for the Publishing Innovation Awards. You know, there are lots of different categories, but at a high level, what are the kinds of things you're going to be looking for?
I think that you could almost divide what we look for into a couple of parts. And one is inspiring, because we are always sort of pushing the boundaries of what's possible to do with books, with literature and other things in digital environments. A fine example of technology in the service of literature can inspire other publishers to see how far they can go with things and still wow the consumer. So we like to make sure that everybody gets a good look at the best work of the year in that category. Also, a lot of that work comes from small independents, not necessarily the big houses. Maybe they're not getting as much visibility as they should. A second area you might say would be not delivery, but excellence in execution. You know, you have a great idea, but how well do you execute on your idea? And that's something we like to reward because it's so important in technology.
Well, I think that ties into what you're also announcing today, which is the creation of this new category, the Quality Excellence and Design Seal, the QED seal, if you will. And I guess, Anne, I want to ask you why something like the QED would be necessary at this moment.
Well, we're at a really interesting stage in e-book development these years and days. And it's a lot like any other evolution, that in that we have a proliferation of kinds of books and kinds of devices and kinds of publishers. And it's just the Wild West. And what happens is when things get evolved and proliferated is that there are really no standards. And this is harder for publishers and harder for customers because they can't, there's for the first time a barrier between them and the book, the thing that they want. They can't really evaluate what they're buying in some ways. At some point, all of this will probably sort itself out. Who knows when? But in the meantime, the QED is intended to create something of a benchmark for quality in a field that really is still all over the place, still very mysterious for purchasers of books. We feel that the QED seal will make it easier for consumers to make the decision to buy. And if it's easier for them to buy what in general is an impulse purchase in our market, we expect that more will be bought. We expect a QED seal to make it more satisfying an experience for readers because they know that they will be getting a book that functions every way they want it to, and they will have their expectations met. That will keep them as consumers of ebooks. We think that QED seal will also make it easier for producers to make the right development choices and the right production decisions as they create their ebooks. We know that UX and functionality really needs to be designed as much as a page layout does, and we hope that the QED seal and the achievement of that seal will encourage producers of ebooks to put in that time and effort and get something back for it.
Well, Matt Mullen there at Digital Book World, you were behind development of the QED, this seal for quality, excellence, and design in publishing. Can you tell us about the review process that you're planning to have? There's what I understand is a 13-point review that each book will undergo.
Yes, absolutely. So when we were putting this together, and I can't claim that it was exclusively my knowledge that put this together, we had a lot of help from our advisory council that includes Anne and Joshua Town of eBook Architects, Liza Daly of Three Press Consulting, Colleen Cunningham, and Matt LeBlanc up at Adams Media. But the process that we're putting this through, we believe, is not only what should be an industry standard, but also by far the most thorough process in existence right now. So when somebody submits a book, a print book, to a book award, they submit the title in its current form. Well, when a reader purchases an ebook today, they are buying a file format and a license from a retailer specifically. So we want to do what previous book awards may have done, which is award a title with the award. And to do that in an ebook form, that means that we're going to look at it in EPUB and Mobi, which is the Kindle format. We're going to look at it in the various types of e-reader rendering engines, which would be WebKit, like iBooks, or Adobe SDK, which is the kind you see in Adobe Digital Editions or Bluefire or any of those other Adobe-based e-reading applications. And we're also going to look at it in Kindle. And we're going to even more so because we believe that readers today have a commitment to reading where they want, when they want, how they want. We're also going to look at it on the many different types of screens that people may read on today. And those we've decided are probably a mobile version, you know, like BlackBerry or iPod touch sized, on an e-ink screen like a Kindle or a Nook, and then on a tablet screen like an iPad. So your book should look good small and large in any different format that somebody wants to read it in. And we're going to actually go through each of these books along this this 13-point inspection. It's going to take a lot of very highly trained people a while to do, but we believe that this is the way forward.
Well, Anne, if I can ask you, because you've got this experience consulting with publishers, how do you help them along the way from living in a book culture to one that is more like a screen culture that Matt just described?
I think that book publishers and especially the smaller publishers at first are somewhat taken aback because they feel that it requires a lot of technological know-how on their part. But what happens is that with help, their understanding of the process grows until it's just not that mysterious. The most important thing in technological work, it's actually true in print publishing as much, but we just got away without it for many years, is to have a well-thought-out and strictly adhered-to workflow that makes sure that all of the different parts and moving parts are coming along together smoothly and accurately. This is certainly not outside of any publisher's ability. They may not have accounted for it in their production costs, but it's a necessary component of ebooks. And ebooks really are a new product, another product, not just another print version of the same product. And I think that publishers come to that realization sometimes rather slowly. But when they do, their ebooks get better.
Well, you know, a question that occurs to me is just how much of this is actually really new, because the experience that the reader has sometimes takes place in one's head, but it also has taken place for many, many years on the page. I'm thinking about Tristram Shandy hundreds of years ago. He played with the format of the printed page so much, and so many other terrific publishers have really been very creative on the page. Is it really, after all, so new? I mean, that creativity in design and experience is now in publishing, Matt?
I don't think that it's new at all. As I was saying earlier, I think that in-house, most book publishers have the talent, the innovation, and the wherewithal to experiment in new fashions. One of the things that I had spoken about with Ann Kostick not too long ago was about how technology companies tend to approach things slightly differently, but it's not to say that publishing companies don't have that same philosophy. Technology companies tend to innovate and iterate. And by that I mean they try new things, and when they try new things, they experiment, and sometimes they succeed and sometimes they fail, and they learn from that. And that's the iteration portion. I think that book publishers are extraordinarily good at innovating and iterating. We find new types of authors, new genres, new voices, and we get them out there to the widest audience possible, and then we look and we see how they perform. And if they don't, we try to retool and rethink it. And the same thing is true when you are creating new technology products, which is, as Anne was saying, exactly what an ebook, an enhanced ebook, or the like is. So, you know, Brian Murray, CEO of HarperCollins, said in an interview not too long ago was that what he was afraid of is not that he may have wasted too much money on an app, or that he created an enhanced ebook and it didn't generate enough revenue. What he worries about is that they're not innovating enough. Are they not trying enough new things? And I think that holds true for the entire book publishing industry today.
Well, the Publishing Innovation Awards, the first round took place just this past January, and I wonder if you can call up to mind some of the winners back in January, all the way back in January, and what it was that made them special, and perhaps if what they did that the approach that helped them win the award has influenced any other publishers.
Absolutely. even though January was a very, very long time ago, I can rack my brain hard enough to remember some of those. One that jumps out to me is Hillel Cooperman's creation, Story Before Bedtime, an excellent app. It really did something that we really love to think about in the Publishing Innovation Awards, is how can you add things like video and audio and text to speech in a way that actually improves narrative? And so that's exactly what Jackson Fishmark and Hillel Cooperman set out to do with The Story Before Bed. What it does is it allows a relative, a grandparent, a parent to record on a tablet their face reading a children's book, and then sync that up to an illustrated ebook in real time, and then be able to send that to, say, their nephew, their niece, their grandchild. And so you can read aloud to your relatives in real time. So let's say if I were a father and I were traveling, I could read a story and send it to my son at the same time. And so that's a way to really improve narrative, and it's not something that was ever possible to do in the print environment. Jackson Fishmarket was so good at imagining the digital product as something that is digitally native. I was really impressed with that one in particular in the children's section, and we're hoping that that we'll see a lot of those children's apps and enhanced ebooks doing that, because there's just a lot of great stuff out in the market right now.
Right. Well, Ann Kostick, it's all about pushing those boundaries.
I think so. But it's also about presenting what you've got in the best possible way every time. We keep talking about, is it new or is it not new? But and I know that Matt and I agree on this. What is actually different is that when you published a book and sold it to someone, that's what they got. What you put together is what they are looking at. And that's not exactly the way it happens with ebooks anymore. And it's that intersection of those two pathways that we need to work on.
Well, it's quite a challenge, and I really appreciate both of you helping to set it up for us. We have been chatting today about the upcoming Publishing Innovation Awards and a new category, a new creation of something called the QED Seal, the Quality Excellence and Design Seal in Publishing. And joining me today on Beyond the Book has been Matt Mullen, Community Relations Manager at Digital Book World. Thanks so much for joining us today, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
And also with us is Ann Kostick, a partner in Foxpath IND, and serving on the advisory panel for the Publishing Innovation Awards. Ann is also editor-in-chief of Dulcinea Media and current president of Women's Media Group. Ann, thank you so much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.
And anyone listening who wants to get a look at the awards and how one can enter, go online to publishinginnovationawards.com, and you can learn about the QED there by just clicking on /the-QED. We'll have that online at our own website. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes and at our website, copyright.com/Beyond the Book. Our engineer today is Jeremy Briskey of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.